Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to get the conversation started. Young Adults Talk presents Breaking Change. You talk. Let's sit back and listen to our youth express how they feel about things going on in their lives and how they feel about the society they live in today. It's Breaking Change. You talk every Friday, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on YAT Radio. Sit back, relax, and let's enjoy the conversation being sponsored by Rotten Apple Productions. All right. What's going on? How are you? God bless you. I greet you in the name of God, the Father, God, the Son, Jesus, the Christ, and God, the Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you and your families all throughout the land, wherever you're listening, all in other countries. God bless you real good. Hey, what's up with you, Pastor Rod? I'm your co-host of the show today. You talk. It's time to break chains. Let us humble ourselves and go before the throne of God in prayer. Most gracious and merciful Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, the Christ, Lord God, as we're led of the Holy Spirit, we humbly bow down and give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise, and say thank you, Lord, for gracing us with another day, opening our eyes, putting breath in our bodies to see your beautiful creation. Lord God, we are truly grateful. We say thank you, Lord. Father God, we ask to forgive us for our sins, Father God, and our transgressions made before you, Lord God, in thought, action, deed, or by mouth. Lord God, forgive us right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask that you cover these young people right now, Father God, as they come on to break chains, Lord God. Take care of their families, Lord God. Watch over and protect them, Lord God. Bless the airwaves right now, Father God. Open up our minds and our hearts to receive what is going out today, Father God. We pray for strength and comfort of the families that have suffered in tornadoes, mass murder here lately in the past few days, Lord God. Cover them, Lord God. Comfort and strengthen them. We ask all of this in the name of Jesus the Christ. We all say amen, amen, and amen. Everybody suit up. Put on your full armor of God. You know what time it is. YAT Radio is signing on. Breaking Chains. It's time for Youth Talk right here on YAT Radio. Are we ready? All right. Let's get this thing started.
Have you know that people
crazy? Only difference is I made it cool. That's the difference between me and you.
Check out my chain, look at my shades. Check out my praise, check out my praise. You filling me up, you filling me up. My cup running over, can't get enough, can't get enough. Now that I'm older, lessons I learned. I never forget, burn the counter on both ends. So you can say that I'm too lit, hammer time, too legit. I cannot quit, this is my way, this is my way. And I'm stepping on it, I'm doing shows, across the globe. It's a cameo, wherever I go, pulling up in two doors, in expensive clothes.
I'm a new way, I'm a new way, I made it cool to be safe. I'm a new way, I'm a new way, I made it cool. I'm a new way, I'm a new way, I made it cool to be safe. I'm a new way, I'm a new way, I just made it cool. I'm a new way, I'm a new way, I made it cool to be safe. I'm a new way, I'm a new way, I just made it cool. I'm a new way, I'm a new way, I made it cool to be safe.
I'm on the way, like I'm speaking. My wrists on water, my wrists on water. Yeah, they leaking. I'm a hip hop artist, I'm a gospel artist. Ain't no deacon, but I'm spending word. My flow like parable, but I ain't preaching. I'ma shine, my light bright like a beacon. Every day I'm safe, forget what they say. Now it's on weekends, and it's my time. I can't waste time, it's my season. Don't do it for the fame, I do it for the king. That's the reason. Come against my squad, go against my God. That's like treason. Stand firm. Everything the Bible say, I believe in.
It did. All the way from Genesis to Revelation, real rap, no fiction. Wait.
I'm a new way, I'm a new way, I made it cool to be safe. I'm a new way, I'm a new way, I made it cool. I'm a new way, I'm a new way, I made it cool to be safe. I'm a new way, I'm a new way, I just made it cool.
way, I made it cool. I'm the new way, yeah. I'm the new way, I made it cool to be safe. I'm the new way, yeah. I'm the new way, I just made it cool.
It's Youth Night.
Listen to our young people break chains.
With Young Adult Talk, right here on YAT Radio.
All right. Thank you. Welcome back to the show. It's my man, Second Samuel. He's the new wave. Our young people, they the new wave. Let's get them right, y'all. What's going on with you, Pastor Rod, the co-host of the show this afternoon? Welcome to Youth Talk. If you want to get involved in the conversation, 858-357-9137. The line will be open at the end of the show to have comments with our young people. So it's time to open up the mics. And for me to step back, want to open up the mics, I call her Dr. Bell, Ray Bell and her sister Kristen. I want to open up the mics to them and their friends. I don't know who's all on the line. Ladies, good afternoon. You Talk is on. You got the microphone.
Yes. Hello, everyone. I hope you're all having a good day today. And today is going to be me. Kristen's not with me today. I think she has some schoolwork that she can catch up on. But Layla and Jakira are on. And I think Anaya might join on a little. She may or may not join a little bit later. But today we're going to be talking about, you know, feminism and how it, you know, affects us because, you know, we're all girls. So, you know, feminism is it plays a big role in our lives. And, you know, kind of what the feminist movement, you know, stands for. So, you know, feminism is basically, you know, if you're a feminist, you're someone who stands up for, you know, issues regarding women and, like, things that are happening to them. So, you know, lately on social media, there's been a lot of, you know, outbursts is a kind of word for it, but it's not the specific word I'm looking for. Uproar kind of would probably be a better word to say, but about, you know, women's rights and, like, you know, issues regarding women's, you know, safety. Because there has been a lot of talk about how, you know, a lot of women are scared to, you know, be out at night alone or just be out at night even when they're with their friends because they're scared that something's going to happen to them. And, you know, no woman should have to feel, you know, scared to go outside of her house when she's alone. Like, of course, you know, you should still be safe, but no woman should be scared to, you know, walk down her street by herself or even walk down her street, period. No woman should have to feel like that. And, you know, Jakira had, because I was thinking about, I was like, what topic should we do? Because I was kind of like, you know, at a crossroads, I was like, what topic should we do? And Jakira, she had suggested to me that feminism would be a good thing to talk about because there are a lot of feminine issues going on. So, Jakira, you want to, like, kind of explain to me what you was, like, explain, like, what you was thinking when you was like, you want to talk about feminism?
Oh, can you repeat yourself? I forgot. I'm being
like when you was like when you had came to me and you was like you should talk about feminism. Like I just want you to explain like why you said that.
Oh, I feel like we should talk about feminism because it's really big right now. Like a lot of people are already talking about it on social media, and I just feel like since we girls, we should like speak about how we feel about it, and like just talk about it. I don't know.
So what's being said on social media about feminism? What's being said about it? What are y'all seeing?
I think it's Asians. They're being kidnapped and or held captive. I don't really know, but that's really big right now. And a lot of people want justice for it. And they want it to be in the light. So that's a part of what we talked about today.
Yeah, there's been a lot of, like, because, like, kind of, it's, well, feminism is being talked about because, you know, there are a lot of things happening to women just strictly because they're being targeted just because they're women. And then there's been a lot of talk for a long time about how, you know, women are scared to, you know, leave their house without having, you know, pepper spray or weapon or something like that. And, you know, that's why we felt like we should talk about it because there's no reason why me as a young girl, I should have to be safe outside of my house, I should have to have pepper spray and a taser or something like that. So that's one reason. And then what Jakira was saying about, you know, Asian hate, it kind of coincides because, you know, just like, you know, Black Lives Matter too, it's talking about crimes targeted against someone just because they're specific things. So, like, you know, women are being targeted because they're women, just like Asians are being targeted because they're Asian, and, you know, Black people are being targeted because they're Black. So that's kind of what she's saying. Has to, you know, it coincides with that because, you know, of course, nobody should be being attacked because there's something that they can't control, which is obvious, or even something that they can control. You shouldn't attack someone for that. So that's kind of what we want to talk about. And then once again, like I said, we are girls, so it's something, you know, important to us. So like when girls say on social media, they're saying, I don't feel safe unless I have this, or this happened to me because I didn't have this, you know, that kind of scares me. Like, I'm like, what if, like a girl said one time I went out, well, this is just like an example, but like if a girl was to say, I went outside of my house and I didn't make sure I had my pepper spray and I got attacked, like that makes me scared because I'm like, well, if I don't have this or have that, I'm going to be targeted and attacked. And then not only am I a woman, I'm a Black woman on top of that. So, you know, it's just, it makes me scared. And I feel like we shouldn't have to be scared. And, you know, it's just crazy. Like, that's really what it is to me. Because, you know, there's no reason why I should, like I said, said again, restating, I just feel like I need to have, you know, pepper spray, a taser, a gun, some kind of weapon to, you know, be safe.
Okay. I wanted to add on to what Ray was saying because it was a list of things, and the list was called Not All Men, because sometimes men try to make their situations bigger than what women are actually going through to try to, like, not really, because men really don't like to talk about what women actually go through. Well, some men, and some things on the list was like things such as getting unwanted pictures or being uncomfortable in some situations, and you don't really realize it till you sit back and think about what happened for real. And some men don't like to own up to it.
Yeah, that's a big thing on social media. Like a girl, because, you know, when a girl is, like, you know, sexually assaulted or harassed, sometimes it's a hard thing to do for, you know, for them to come out. So sometimes a girl will say, like, you know, the reason why I feel uncomfortable around men is because blah, blah, blah happened to me. And then somebody, one man in the comments be like, well, not all men do this. But, you know, some men don't realize, you know, by saying that, that's kind of like, it's kind of like when a Black person would say Black Lives Matter, and then somebody comes and say, no, Black lives don't matter, all lives matter. It's kind of that same thing. Like, and people don't seem to realize it. And it's not just with somebody coming out about, you know, their sexual harassment. It's like with a lot of stuff. Like, you can say, oh, I did this. And then if somebody says, oh, well, I did this and I did it better, you know, that's going to hurt you. And people don't realize that. So it's just like adding on to what Jakira was saying, like, people do stuff to women, and it impacts them so much and nobody realizes it. And it's just crazy that, because, and I will admit that I probably have said things to people and I haven't realized they were harmful until after. So, like, I'm kind of just saying this because of these issues and stuff like that, it's brought to my attention that I'm not saying you have to, you know, step on eggshells every time you talk to somebody, but, you know, people need to start realizing, you know, what the consequences of what they say and how that can affect people. That's kind of what I'm, like, getting at. Because, like, for example, and, you know, that could be, you know, negative and positive. Like, one time in sixth grade, I remember specifically, one of my teachers told me that I was like a sponge and I soaked up everything that, you know, all the information and good opportunities that come my way. And that's really impactful. It's always stuck with me. So, you know, stuff can, you know, be impactful and negative when it's, like, always sick with somebody, if you understand what I'm trying to say. Is that understandable? I feel like I made it more complicated than what I was trying to say.
No, it's good. So here's something I want to ask everybody who's on the phone. I want everybody to comment on this, because based on the things that women go through, and me being the only male on the air right now, that as the co-host of this show, you know what I'm saying, I'm really enjoying listening here, because you know, it takes everybody to pay attention to each other's feelings that they are going through. So let me ask this, from the way that this, and I'm going to say this country, from where we live, and not just this country, it's taking place everywhere, all over the world, actually. The way that things were set up based on, I want to say, that good old boy mentality, like men are in charge and women are to be treated a certain way. Do you feel that that has carried on so far that it has impacted your generation today? And I want everybody, each one of you, who's on here? Ray, Jakira, and who else? Who else is on?
And
Layla? Hey, Layla. Okay. All right. So everybody answer that for me. Do you feel that it has impacted you today from what we know feminism represents, you know, is like the advocacy of women's rights on the basis of equality of the sexes, and we know that. So I'm cool with that. So how do you feel that it has affected you today based on the way things were set up that had a negative impact on the women?
I definitely think it has impacted, you know, our lives a lot because, you know, from early childhood, like when you're playing on the playground and the little boy pushes you and then, you know, people are like, oh, that just means he likes you, or boys will be boys. And, you know, that's a very much toxic thing to say to a little girl, because if somebody pushes you and then you get mad at somebody's like, oh, boys will be boys, you know, that's very like, what? He literally just pushed me. So, you know, and I think that mentality comes from, you know, the old mentality of, you know, boys are this and boys are that, and they're more dominant. I think that's where that comes from. So I definitely think it has had a lot of impact on, you know, not only me personally, but all the issues that we're talking about, because it's kind of like been the cause to that. Okay. Somebody else.
Okay. Oh, I'll go. Okay. I want to agree with Ray with how people say boys will be boys, because the things that boys do have been, or men, has been normalized so much that people starting to get used to it, which is not a good thing. But I feel like people should, like, teach them what to do instead of just saying boys will be boys.
Okay. Layla? Is Layla there?
I thought so.
Are you there, Layla?
Hello.
Hey.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yep. Okay. First, I would like to add on about the not all men thing, because that's really harmful when people say that, because obviously we know it's not all men, but it's majority women, and that's the problem. The problem isn't that it's not all men. It's the problem is that it's majority women that it's happening to. And then I boys thing, because it happens a lot, especially like with siblings and stuff. Like if you have an older brother or a younger brother and stuff, like they get treated a little differently from you just for the fact that they're a boy. And like a lot of parents will say, like, sometimes, like, the boy can't bring babies home, but the girls can and stuff like that. But they still need to teach, like, they're the ones who go out and get girls pregnant, but they don't seem to, like, think about it like that. Like, you have to, like, teach your son and daughter the same thing.
Okay. So,
yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, and I was going to say, I definitely agree with that with Layla, because I've seen it. My brothers, I have two brothers, but they're younger than me. So, you know, like the thing where she was like, you know, that doesn't really necessarily apply to me as far as right now. But I have, like, seen it, you know, people treat their daughters and their sons, like, differently. And also, like, people are more tough on their daughters. And a lot of people, like, on social media, I've been seeing a lot of people say, because they're a girl, they've been forced, and especially black women, they've been forced to grow up way quicker than they're supposed to. So that was just me, like, you know, adding on to what Layla said. You can go ahead.
Okay. You know, when you talk about feminism, and women's rights, you know, in the Bible, there were quite a few powerful women in the Bible that was very strong. And Moses' sister, Miriam, was one of the first strong women that came out and did the work of the Lord in the fields. But we know Sarah, Abraham's wife, you know what I'm saying, was the, like, you know, we're talking about after Eve, of course, but Sarah was a very strong woman who birthed Isaac and who was told couldn't have any children. So what I'm saying, I say that to say this, that a lot of things started, you know, long, long time ago, even in when the Bible was written, how a woman was treated. And today, where you are today, and I see Pastor Zena has come. I'm going to bring her in a few minutes because I'm glad a woman is here to help to talk to you ladies about this. Cause I feel like a dad here, so it's cool. But I think we're having a great conversation, because how do you feel today that you are treated as women? How do you, you know, you personally? I want each one of you to answer that, because I want to go somewhere from your answers, and I'm going to bring Pastor Zena in after you answer this question. How do you feel that you are treated today as black females?
I don't know, because when I was like, I know when I was in middle school and I did like, you know, more robotic stuff, when, and like, you know, in robotics, obviously, well, not obviously, but it's mostly boys in robotics, so most of the time I would be the only girl. And, you know, seeing that just made me feel some type of way, because I was like, why aren't, you know, girls interested in more of this type of stuff? But then as I, you know, like, got into the robotics program, you know, see how boys, like, acted towards girls, I was like, maybe that's why more girls aren't interested in doing this type of stuff, because it's majority boys, and it might, you know, make them feel uncomfortable. So, you know, me as a black woman, it's not necessarily that I've been treated badly. It's just me observing the way other women are treated and feeling, like, really badly. And then, like, you know, kind of wondering, why is this happening? So, and then, like, you know, because I am a girl, also, like, going back to the robotics thing, when, you know, people needed my help, it wasn't, oh, can you write this code? Oh, can you build this? It was like, oh, can you do this presentation? So it's kind of, you know, just the bias of people don't think, you know, because I'm a girl, and then on top of a girl being young, they don't think that I can do the stuff that I can do, which is very, like, you know, devastating, because why are you, like, trying to undermine me when I could probably be smarter than you? So that's just kind of, you know, my experience, my thoughts.
Okay, okay. How about that, Shakira? What about you?
I feel like women, or me, probably get treated differently since you're a girl, because, like, you, people say you can't do certain things when in reality you can do anything you want, honestly. But some people try to make it a stereotype that girls, like, a stereotypical girl would just be, oh, she's just trying to be pretty and classy and bougie, when really you can be a hardworking young woman and, like, start a business or do the same thing that a man can do.
Okay. Layla? Is she on mute? Are you there, Layla?
Sorry, I don't know why I keep doing that. It's definitely a double standard with boys and girls. Like, for example, like, I'm going to talk about, like, in my house, because I have two little brothers. I have an 11-year-old brother, and then I have a 2-year-old brother. So, you know, like, with chores and stuff, like, I'm told to, like, wash the dishes, and he's told to, like, take the trash out. But even though he's a boy, he still got to learn the dishes, learn how to wash dishes and stuff, because one day he's not gonna be in that house forever, and he's gonna have to know how to do, like, stuff like clean. Even though he's a boy, he still has to know how to do stuff like that. Because just because I'm a girl doesn't mean that I should know all of that, and he shouldn't. He should still be taught the same things as me, even though he's a boy.
Okay. All right. I want to say something. I do agree with that. I feel that you know, we should be learning the same things when it comes to chores in the house and doing certain things. I do agree with that. But I also feel that, you know what I'm saying, there's a place for a man and there's a place for a woman. And I think that the best thing to do is to do as the scripture says, to train up a child in the way he should go when he's old, when I depart from it. So if we're trained the same way as how we should take care of the home and how we should handle relationships, how our spiritual life should go, learning about God at a young age and doing certain things, I don't think that things should be so-called limited. But I think also that there should be certain things that, you know, we should be able to understand our roles. And it's not putting anything in a box or anything. What I'm saying is that me as a man, I know that I should be a protector. It's just, as y'all were saying, that you shouldn't feel uncomfortable coming out of your house and going anywhere. You shouldn't have to be worried about carrying a weapon or anything like that. You know, scripture tells me that I should be a protector. It tells me also that I should be a provider. You said something about, you know what I'm saying, man, it's like it's so easy for him to get a woman pregnant, but he doesn't know what a woman has to go through to carry that baby, to birth that baby, and to nurse it and to take care of a child, you know what I'm saying, unless he's right there, you know what I'm saying, in the house. But he still doesn't know what it feels like to birth that baby, because that's something that a woman does. So, you know what I'm saying, a woman, you know what I'm saying, has a baby, a man can't. So I feel that we have to step up to the plate as men and do the things that we should do to take care of our women. You know what I'm saying? Not to say that all men haven't, like you said also, that it's not all men, but there are a lot of men that have turned their backs and walked away. So that makes, like, women's rights are not there because they're disrespected. They're ignored. So you know what I'm saying? I want you to be heard about this tonight. So we're going to get deep into this. I don't usually open up the lines until after the show, but I want to bring Pastor Zena in. Anybody else that's standing by, I want to talk to the ladies. We'll do the regular routine with you on that. But I want to bring a woman in with this to talk about feminism with these young ladies. This show is for men and women, for our young men and our young ladies. But for the young men that are out there listening, you know, I wish you would pick up the phone and call in and have this conversation. But we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back, and we'll bring Pastor Zena in and let her take a couple of minutes to say something in between these statements with these young ladies. All right? You're listening to Break and Change. As Youth Talk, get involved in the conversation. 858-357-9137. You can shoot us an email. You got something you want to send to them or something you want to talk about. WeBreakingChains@gmail.com. Hey, y'all, we'll be right back. It's YAT Radio. We live, y'all.
I thought dope was why they came on in.
Get about a mind appointment. I ain't gonna start the appointment. To the dope, I'm going in. Cause I'm anointed, said I'm
here. Appointment,
said I'm
here.
Making room for me, so I can't help but walk it out. It was in my hands, not in my heart, so that what comes up out my mouth. It was in his plan, I just played my part. And faith like that, man, move mountains. Little seed like a mustard. If it's in his word, then I trust it. Fulfilling miracles and prophecies, he promised me abundance. I'm bearing fruit with substance. I was made for this, it's nothing. Created in his image, I'm anointed cause he's in me. Psalms 109 for the enemy, and all these so-called frenemies. I refuse to let y'all hinder me. Can't stop, won't stop. Keep going till I finish. And this is just the beginning.
I said this is just the beginning.
Of a legacy never ending. Said I'm here by divine appointment, so you might as well come with me.
Said I'm
here by divine appointment. I ain't gonna start the appointment.
dope, I'm going in, cause I'm an honest that I'm here.
Arsonist, I like to fight, then I watch it burn. Fam cooked, long time coming now, it's my turn. This chance still I did not earn. Without rules, it's total chaos. We're killing ourselves, Junior say I gotta do better than we've been, cause it's more to live than a life of sin. My heart goes out to the lost, friend, family members and all. Younger generation going crazy, they popping models and they call. That cool dog, but I don't think so. Got them glorifying these bankrolls, designer clothes and these videos. Got them trapping out of them bandos. Lord knows and I know, a drug deal can go bad. There's a mother son out there, or maybe somebody's dad. Either way, we still losing, by the choices we choosing. Statistically, it's been proven that the outcome will remain the same if you keep doing what you've been doing. Trying to get y'all to wise up, I'm here now, they time up. My door's open, it's just shut, and ain't nothing like your beginning. When the rest of these rappers finish, and there's no pun intended.
Yeah, I'm here by the fine appointment, yeah. I ain't gonna start that appointment. To the dope, I'm going in, cause I'm an honest, said I'm
here.
So right, but headed wrong. Mentality weak, but I'm feeling strong. Instead of the Lord, it was the plug I'm calling
thank
on.
Lord.
Fantasy fading, yeah. Calling the devilish maze. Temptation to take out a king. What do you mean? God is the rock whenever I'm needing the lean. Follow your dream. Long as the Lord is the lead, there will be nothing you need. The Bible told me that I could move mountains with faith just out of a sea. Down on my knees, sending a prayer.
Well,
up to the heavens above.
Okay.
Enemies coming me plentiful, but I be killing them back with the weapon of love. White as a dove, wiping my sins away, my Lord. You did it for us. Nailed to the cross, you paid the cost, so that your followers wouldn't be lost. Once I was lost, but now I'm found. Used to be shaky, but now solid ground. Under my feet, so I'm running with him. Shout out to the church, cause I'm running with them. Shout out to my pastor, I know the anointed. Yes, I am here by divine appointment. No longer wishing my method is faint. As I continue to grow in this grace. Shout out my pastor, I know the anointed. Yes, I am here by divine appointment. No longer wishing my method is faint. As I continue to grow in this grace. Sure. Here by divine appointment. I ain't gonna start that appointment. To the dope, I'm going in, cause I'm an honest, said I'm here.
Appointment,
said I'm here. Here by divine appointment. I ain't gonna start that appointment. To the dope, I'm going in, cause I'm an honest, said I'm here.
It's Youth Night.
Listen to our young people break chains.
With Young Adults Talk, right here on YAT Radio.
All right. Welcome back to the show. What's going on with you? Your co-host, Pastor Rod, hanging out, breaking chains, Youth Talk. Just having a conversation, and today we got our young ladies on, Ja'Kira, Ray, and Layla. Thank them for hanging out and coming on, being consistent and breaking chains with Youth Talk. So the ladies today are talking about feminism. We'd love to hear some young brothers call in and talk to us. So, you know, we'll get to that when it grows. But anyway, ladies, you feel that, you know, something that stood out that, you know, as women, you should be able to do the same thing as men. What is it that you feel that is keeping society looking at you as if you can't achieve or accomplish those goals and dreams that you set because you're a female?
I think it's kind of just what people, you know, been taught. Like for example, when we were talking about systematic racism and racism, like a lot of people are racist because their parents were racist and their parents taught that to them, and they taught that to their kids and taught that to their kids and so on. So I think, you know, these ideas that, you know, women can't do this and women can't do that come from their parents because their parents would tell them that. Or, and then it's not only like, you know, just men who think that, it's women who think that, but maybe because they've been told that and stuff like that. So I think it's just like, you know, what they've been taught, because once you've been taught something, you know, like you say, train up a child and they will go, you know what I'm trying to say. And they will not depart. So once you train up your child, you know, to be, you know, to have these strict ideas of gender roles. Well, I'm not saying gender roles are wrong, but, you know, saying a woman can't do this. And once you train up your child to be a racist or whatever, they're going to stick to that for the most part. So I think that's kind of, you know, where that comes from.
Okay.
In my opinion.
I'm gonna add on to what Raven's saying, because I really feel like it's what people have been taught. And so if you really do something that a man would do, you would would be scared that people would look at you differently. But I actually look up to people that do what they want and don't care about people's opinions, because that's really good, and it's good to be different.
Absolutely. Okay. Anybody else? Who's that? Okay. Well, ladies, I'm gonna bring Pastor Zena in and let her comment on what y'all are talking about, and let a woman give her perspective. God bless you. Good afternoon, Pastor. Welcome to the show.
Oh, good evening. Good evening, everybody. I was listening. I'm just going to answer to what I came in on. It was saying how do you feel you are treated as a young black female? As a young black female, you are to be respected. As a young black female, you are to carry yourself in a certain ladylike manner, you know, as a young black female. What you put out there, you get back. And some things you put out there, you don't get back. You get the opposite anyway. People, you have people that will treat you in a negative way anyway. But as a young black female, I like to see young black females carry themselves in a ladylike manner, in a Christian manner. The reason why we have so many young black girls out here that feel like they have to dress a certain way to show too much to get attention. You can get attention dressing nice. You can get attention not talking loud. You can get attention by just being a Christian, being soft talk, or, you know, just carrying yourself well. Being a young black female, you don't okay. Just like Layla was, we should learn. That we should be learning the same thing males are learning. Yeah, some things, and you know where that attitude come from there? That attitude come from a lot of black women has raised their children without the father in the household. And by the father being absent, that mother had to provide and do as much as she could for that family. Even if something got broke, she had to fix it. And I'm speaking from the perspective of my sister. I'm speaking on the perspective of my sister, a year older than me. I live with her, and her children's father was in the house. He wasn't there financially. He wasn't there physically working the way he should have been. And he was there living in the house. She had to go outside and fix cars if anything went wrong. She had to pay all the bills. She had to do this and do that. And so a lot of women find themselves taking care of the entire family. And then we get that that attitude or demeanor, like I should be equal with that man. Well, we have a limit. It's so much that we can do as females. It's so much that we can do. I cut hair, men cut hair. I cut grass, men cut grass. I walk in the yard, men cut the yard. It's so much that I do. I stand on cabinets, and I feel like I can do, I want to do it, you know. And so, but when it comes down to really doing a hardcore man job, that's for men to provide and supply and take care of his family. This is why so many young black men get slacked in what they supposed to do. It's because that these young black females is letting them get away with it. Oh, I don't need to take care of my child. I can take care of my child. So he gets it for free. And so it should be a cap on that. We could do a lot of things. It's a lot of things as black females or young black females. It's a lot of things that we can do. But it's still, we should leave a man's job for a man to do a man's job. And so another thing was said about training up a child in the way they should go, that they should not depart. Yes, we as a black race don't raise our children to grow up to hate the next race. We don't raise our children like that. But you have a lot of white people, and not trying to be racist or anything like that. You have a lot of white people that raise their children to hate black, to just hate the other race. This is why a lot of people losing a lot of color, black people or Asian people are losing their lives because of the hatred that's imputed in that child coming up. That child don't know why. Just like the young white male that killed the people in the AME church. He was raised like that. He was raised like that. And so how you, according to how you raised, is what's going to be in you. You display what you've been raised to do. You display that here on the earth. You display that in your life. And so we were taught to love. We were taught to respect ourselves. We were taught to dress right, act right, not be loud as women. We were raised to treat others as we want to be treated. And so it's just a limit, you know. If a boy is around his mother all day, every day, and I've been seeing this happen coming up, a little boy at home with his mom all day, and he end up doing everything his mom did, walking like her, talking like her, putting her shoes on sometimes, where she had to tell him to take them off, and you know, to now today, he's, you know. And so it's certain things that we should let that boy be a boy, and let that female be a female, and we shouldn't cross. It's boundaries. It's a cap. It should be a cap on what females can do or should do. It should be a cap on it. And so we should let them do what they supposed to do, and not try and override what they supposed to do. And so I see this a lot in my in our neighbors next door. That they're married couples, they're young couple, but that young lady, when her vehicle break down or her tie go flat, we saw her just the other week change her tie while her husband and the kids was in the house. We saw her walking under the hood of her van while her husband was in the house. We see her cut the grass while her husband holds the children and watch her. And so let's not overstep our boundaries and let them get away with what they're supposed to do. I'm finished. If I'm on the right track.
Amen.
Okay, I'm finished.
All right. That's good. Thank you, Pastor Zena. All right, ladies, you heard Pastor Zena, so why don't y'all comment on that as far as that was concerned right there, what she had to say. All right, so I'd like to hear from all you ladies there. So start commenting. Go ahead, Ray.
I wanted to agree with her on the part where she was saying that there is a limit to what women can do, because I feel like there's a limit to what women can do as far as, you know, pushing them too far, because I'm guilty of doing this to myself, like, because my grandma lives with me, and so we take care of my grandma, and sometimes my mom is exhausted from work, so sometimes I say, hey, I'll help grandma, because I'm old enough to cook, so I say, hey, mama, I'll cook dinner, and I'll help grandma eat her dinner, but then I don't realize that I have to do, you know, the podcast, and then I also have to do homework. So when you say, like, there's a limit to what women can do, I definitely think, you know, there's a limit, you know. There's sometimes a lot of stress put on women. And, you know, me personally, like I said, I feel like I put that stress, you know, kind of on myself. But there is a limit to what women can do. And, you know, you can put too much stress on them and too much on them. And I think, you know, people fail to realize it's not only men, but, you know, women fail to realize that there's only so much one person can do. So I do agree with her on that standpoint because, you know, there's only so much one person can do. And I know I'm guilty of kind of probably doing this to my mom even, because I'll ask her for this, and then I'll go around and ask her for that, and I'll turn around and ask her for that. And I'm like, you know, I need to kind of calm down. I'm asking her for a lot. So I agree with that part.
I want to agree with what Ray said, too. A lot of stress is really put on women because some women really don't grow up with a man in a household to do all the work or, like, to help their mama with the work. So it's really a lot of stress put on them because you really always asking them, and they really always got to clean up after everybody in the house and stuff. And I'm not saying my mama do, because I clean up after myself. But that's really a big thing because some people really don't have a man in the house to, like, take out the trash or do stuff. So it's really the woman always got to do all the work in the house. It's just not a man in the household.
Layla, you there?
Her AirPods have been breaking up, so I think that's why sometimes
Okay. All right, so
I wanted to add on. Sorry, my phone was tripping.
Okay, go ahead.
I wanted to add on. Yeah, it's most definitely only so much one person can do. I don't think it's just so much a woman can do. It's just so much a person can do in general, because I always feel like anything a man can do, a woman can do better. Maybe I'm biased because I'm a girl and I got a single mother, but that's just the way I feel. But, yeah, it's most definitely so much one person can do, and I see that growing up with a single mother. But everything, my mama did everything that my father could have did if he was in my life, and she did it 1,000 times better. And I might be a little biased, but that's most definitely how I feel. And I feel like she's doing a great job raising both of my brothers to be me.
Okay. All right. So and that falls in line with what Pastor Zena was saying about, you know, a lot of black mothers have had to raise their children without a black father in the home. And that has, you know, been very, 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 that's a high percentage in our community. And we're not a biased podcast. You know what I'm saying? We're talking to everybody. But right now, everybody on here, you know, we black. So, you know, we got to talk from our experience. Okay, ladies, let's before we go into the top of the hour, I want to ask you something. When we talk about, you know, women's rights and, you know what I'm saying, you know, standing up for women and everything, do you feel that by the things that are going on, your generation, the generation before you, the way that women have been depicted in society and the way that, you know, and I'm not saying this in a disrespectful way, so please nobody take this in a bad way. But Pastor Zena made, she alluded to this right here about the way that our women are dressing, our young ladies are dressing. Do you feel that that has something to do with how you are treated because of the way that you present yourself or carry yourself? I'd like to hear from all of you. Go ahead.
I don't think personally for me, the way I dress has to do anything to do with what I am treated. But, you know, like, there are cases where people, like, for instance, they don't have a father figure, so they go out and seek male validation. So I think, you know, that does happen. But me personally, like, I dress the way I dress because I like the clothes I wear. Like, I'm just interested in those type of clothes. But for some people, they do dress the way they dress to seek validation. And that's not for all people, but that is for some people. And some people do seek validation for certain reasons. And, you know, I'm not saying, you know, it's their fault, you know. But, yeah, I feel like people do sometimes. But me personally, I don't.
Okay.
I wanted to add on to what Ray was saying about people seeking validation, because some people don't even get the validation that they're seeking, because as a black woman, some things that a black woman does could be labeled ghetto, but when a white woman does the same thing, it could be cute or a trend. Like, if a black woman dressed the same way, because maybe they're looking revealing, or if they're overweight and they're dressing revealing, but a skinny person do the same thing, it's cute.
Okay. Layla?
Yeah. Can I just add one quick thing? I just wanted to add on when she said, like, you know, a skinny person can wear something and it'd be cute, and a fat person can wear something and then not fat, like, I didn't mean that in a real way. I'm sorry if it came off like that. But a bigger person can wear something and it come off, you know, wrong. I definitely feel like I feel that way. I feel like that has happened to me because my body is built a certain way and I can't really control that. And I think because my body is built that way, sometimes when I wear stuff, people think I'm trying to be revealing. But sometimes I just want to wear the shirt because it's cute and I bought it. And I spend my money on it. And I feel like, you know, I kind of get, you know, prejudiced because of that. But, yeah. Lila, you can go ahead.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to say, I feel like no matter what a woman wears, she deserves respect no matter what she got on, no matter how revealing it is. She deserves as much respect as somebody who's covered from head to toe, because a lot of people got this mindset that women wear revealing clothes to get attention, or they do it for men, and that's sometimes that is true for certain people, but that's not always true for everybody. Some people wear stuff because they like the clothes. They do it for them. They wear clothes to feel confident. Sometimes somebody might not feel confident all the time, so they'll wear something to feel a little bit more confident in themselves that day. And people shouldn't judge them because of what they're wearing. It's their body. It's their body. They have control over what they wear. You can't judge someone based on anything they wear. That's all.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
To add on to it.
Go ahead.
Oh, you go, Ray. I wanted to add up to what Layla was saying, because some people, like men, they be like, oh, she dressed like that. She wanted the attention. But that's not true, because maybe you, like she said, you dressed because you wanted to feel confident. So many people get catcalled because of what they're wearing, when they really wasn't asking for attention. They just wanted to feel confident that day. And I just feel like it's really disrespectful to catcall a woman, because maybe they start to feel uncomfortable.
Keith, I'll come in if y'all still with me.
I was gonna say like the exact same thing that Jakira said. Because, you know, I didn't say, you know, I said that sometimes people wear stuff for male validation, but obviously, you know, people don't always do that. And I definitely, you know, the same exact thing that Jakira was saying, because when I wear stuff, when I wear clothes, and they might be even a little bit revealing, I'm not wearing it because I want somebody to come up and compliment me and say, hey, your shirt looks really cute. I wear it because I want to look cute, and I want to look good, and I want to present myself in I want to present myself in a good way. I don't wear it so someone says you look good. So I definitely agree with that. And then, what Layla was saying when she said anyone deserves respect, I definitely agree with that because, you know, I just think, you know, people deserve respect. I think you should respect someone until it's proven that they don't deserve respect.
Okay. All right. I hear and respect everything that you're saying. I just want to, before we go into the top of the hour, I want to put this scripture out there because, you know, you made a statement, and this scripture is going to say something to everybody. And this is, listen, I have to do this because this is who I am. You know what I'm saying? I trust and believe in God, and I give God all the honor, glory, and praise. And this show is for him and get him glory. So y'all can break chains and discuss things. But I want to read to you 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19 and 20. It says, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. I want you to soak on that one right there. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. We're going to be right back. Listen to Breaking Chains. Did you talk right here on YAT Radio 858-357-9137. Our ladies are talking about feminism today. And we're going to continue this conversation. Got a serious question to come up and ask right after this. Hang on, y'all. We'll be right back. We're about to break some shackles as we break these chains on YAT Radio.
Been out of for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now.
Yeah.
I've been out of for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now.
Yeah.
I've been out of for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now. Ain't no shackles on me down, no. Ain't no shackles on me now, no. Down, no,
no,
not even no devil slowing me down.
Cause
man, I worship a mountain mover.
Oh.
Either may be a valley walker.
Oh.
Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me.
Oh.
Ain't no shackles slowing me down, no, ain't no shackles slowing me down. Wake up and I put my armor on. I do that by coming boldly before the throne. It's mandatory, my deepest is God alone. I feel the spirit, it's like fire in my bones. Don't get me wrong, I go to church a lot, but that ain't the reason for my relationship. But God is just, he brought me through a lot. When that kind of priority see on top, and I worship like I'm gone mad. Give it all like the last stand. Threw my past in a trash can. Ain't got nothing to hide like an hourglass. Keep it holy like I'm supposed to. Down for Jesus like a bold fool. God is good to me like soul food. And that's why I love him so I tell him ain't no shackles on me down, no.
No.
Ain't no shackles on me now, no.
Oh, no.
And it ain't nobody holding me down, no.
No.
Not even no devil holding me down.
If you're free, put your hands up.
Yeah, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Let the people see that you're free, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Yeah, go ahead, put your hands up. If you're really free, let me see. Cause the people need to see that you're free, put your hands up. I'm radical, can't help that I'm teed up. Been a bounce bad like a re-up. And I'm going hard in the pain, and I represent the same like a crypt throwing seize up. Light of the world, people need us. Yeah, it's in the scripture, people need us.
But the thing is, when they see us, they don't really see us. They looking at Jesus. And he said that if I be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him. So I looked at my cross and I'll pick it up. And I'ma follow him all the way to the end with a grin. Cause I know in the end that I win and I'm in. Cause he saved me from sin and he's seated on the right hand. I lift it up and he's living in me. Can't you tell that I'm free? Ain't no shackles turning me down, no. Ain't no shackles holding me now, no. And it ain't nobody holding me down, no. Not even no devil's holding me down, no. Yeah, oh, cause man, I worship a mountain mover. He done made me a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Ain't no shackles holding me down, no. Ain't no shackles holding me now. If you're free, put your hands up.
Put them up.
Yeah, put your hands up.
Oh.
If you're really free, put your hands up. Let the people see that you're free, put your hands up.
Woo.
If you're really free, put your hands up. Yeah, go ahead, put your hands up.
Go.
If you're really free, let me see, cause the people need to see that you're free, put your hands up. Ain't no shackles holding me down, no.
No.
Ain't no shackles holding me now, no.
No.
And it ain't nobody holding me down, no. Cause man, I worship a mountain mover. He done made me a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Man, I worship a mountain mover. He done made me a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Ain't no shackles turning me down, no. No. Shackles holding me down, no, 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 no. Oh, ain't no shackles holding me down, no, 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 no. Oh, ain't no shackles holding me down, no.
It's Youth Night.
Listen to our young people break chains.
With Young Adults Talk, right here on YAT Radio.
All right, welcome back to the show, Breaking Chains Youth Talk, being brought to you by Right Now Productions and Stating What Matters Enterprises. What's going on with you? Pastor Rod, your co-host, hanging out with you on this Friday afternoon. Got Ray, got Layla, and Shakira here with me. Got some of our adults hanging on to them shortly there. Ladies, want to ask you a question. When we talk about the way that you are treated, the things that you go through, the difference that it seems that things are going out in society. Do you feel that you are treated different from a white female at your age than the way that you are treated? What's the difference that you see that you are treated? Because you said something about when a white female does something to dress a certain way, oh, that's cute, that looks good, or whatever. But when you do it or when you dress that, could be the same thing. You call out of your name or, you know what I'm saying, you're hounded and so forth. Do you feel that that's a constant thing that's going on? And why do you feel that that's happening like that? Is that because of racism? Talk about that for a minute.
Well, with the thing where Shakira was saying, you know, when a black girl does something and it's labeled ghetto, and then when a white girl comes around and does it, oh, it's cute, it's a trend. I think that is definitely, you know, because of racism. Because, you know, for a long time, you know, black girls were getting, and still are getting put down, you know, wearing their hair out of an afro or wearing box braids or wearing, you know, scalp braids or whatever. And then it's just like, you know, I feel like that part of it is because of racism. And then, you know, the part where, you know, when one body type wears something and it's cute and another body type wears something and it's, you know, ugly. I don't think that's because, you know, racism per se. I think that's just, I don't even know what that's caused by. But, yeah, the first thing I think definitely is because of racism. But even clothes, when a black girl wears something, like, for example, it was a trend to wear, like especially, like, last summer, it was a trend to wear, like, shirts that were, like, bandanas. And so, like, And, you know, black girls have been doing that since, like, the 90s and the early 2000s and stuff like that. And, you know, they were always called, you know, ghetto for it. And even if you did see it that way, you know, it's kind of like the same people who would say, oh, that black girl was ghetto for wearing that. Of a white girl or somebody who's not black, when they turn around and wear it, they would say, oh, it's cute. It's a trend. I want to go try that. So I think that is caused because of racism.
I think it's because of racism, too, because it's not even only with clothes, it's with hair. And that's a big part of what white women do because, like, they, like, black women have been wearing, like, feed-in braids and scalp braids. But a white woman, like, if a famous white woman in the industry do it, they started calling them boxer braids. But, and people be like, it's just hair, but hair is a part of our culture and what we do. And they really... And they say, I don't know. And that's, they just steal hairstyles when it's not just the hair, when it's not just the hairstyle. Because hair is a really big thing in a black culture. And white women try hard to copy it.
Yeah, and then I think, and then not only does that prejudice, you know, happen outside of our communities. And it's something that has affected me, you know, as a woman for a long time. It happens inside our communities. Because, you know, just this year, I've started, like, absolutely, like, wearing my hair, like, twist, like, doing twist outs and wearing my hair, like, naturally and not wearing it in a ponytail or in a style. But I remember last year, one time I went to school and I wore my hair, and it was, like, similar to how I wear, like, every day now. And I wore, like, that to school, and, you know, people kept looking at me, and they were like, what's wrong with your hair? And that made me feel very, very, very self-conscious about my hair. And, like, that affected me, like... Like, I feel like it sort of affected me, like, as a girl, as a young woman, because, you know, I wasn't confident in my hair the way it naturally grew out my scalp. And, you know, that, like, because when I was little, like, my mom, I would wear my hair out all the time. I would always wear it curly, you know. And then when I got to middle school and stuff like that, I just stopped wearing it because I felt like if I wore it like that, people were going to talk about me. And that's the way it naturally grows out of my scalp. So it's just crazy to, you know, hear somebody say that they were, you know, not confident enough to wear their hair the way it naturally grows out of their head. But, and then, you know, like, and then black girls, you know, face a lot of prejudice because, you know, when a black girl, you know, doesn't want to do her edges or doesn't want to, you know, make sure her hair is combed up all the way or, like, her hair might be a little bit frizzy, people are like, you're unkempt, you're not cute, that's not cute. Which is really hurtful, like, and I don't know if people realize that, like, for instance, my sister Kristen, she's not on today, but she had a perm, and then she was natural, and then she got a perm, and she cut her hair, and her hair was really, really short, and people in my family always say, ask her, like, why did you do that? Your hair is ugly like that. It's not cute, and they make fun of her, and then, you know, she sees people maybe, like, saying, my hair looks cute, and they don't realize how much that hurts her. And then, like, people say, because a black girl has short hair, she looks like a boy or a man, which is not true. So, this.
Yeah. I wanted to add on to what Ray was saying, because some hairstyles, such as afros, are labeled as unprofessional. And, like, when you wear a job interview, when you go into a job interview, most black women will flat iron their hair because they feel like an afro is not professional for a job interview, and I feel like people shouldn't have to do that, because if that's how your hair grows, you shouldn't have to do that. And in one instance, some black hairstyles you can't wear to school, like, well, some schools, like, a girl was suspended for having box braids, I think, before, and another girl was told she couldn't wear her afro, and that goes for boys too. Like, schools say they can't have long dreads. Like, my cousin, he had to cut his hair because his school had told him that his hair was too long.
Yeah, definitely with that, because, you know, like I said, I'm like, I do robotics and, you know, also like leadership and stuff like that. And nobody ever said it to me, but I feel like every time I had to go to a leadership conference or something like that, I need to have my hair done, because I was always surrounded by a lot of, you know, people who weren't black and stuff. So I felt like if I wore my hair, they were going to judge me. And I feel like no little black girl should have to feel like that, but a lot of us do. And then, you know, by a lot of us feeling this way about ourselves, we take that internalized self-hate and then we put it out on others. So it's just like a toxic cycle, because when, you know, a boy, girl, woman, man, anybody says, your hair doesn't look good on that, you internalize that. And then when you see someone else's hair like that, you say their hair doesn't look good like that. And then it just keeps going in a cycle. Mm. And also some black, black little girls are very insecure about their hair. Like when I was young, I used to always think, oh, my hair is always nappy. So I got a perm, and now I regret that because I never really paid attention to how pretty my curl pattern was. So I went natural because I really started to like my natural hair.
Go ahead.
Oh, black little girls are insecure because, in school, Caucasians or whatever, they really tend to touch black women hair, and that's really uncomfortable, honestly, and weird. I don't know, but they tend to do that because they think it's different, and so people get insecure about their hair.
Okay, y'all, ladies, let me ask you something else. You talk about your hair. I believe that you're beautifully and wonderfully made. That's what God says about you, and you come from royalty. So do you feel that your a lot of the low self-esteem in our black sisters have come from what you've heard growing up, being trying to be who you were created to be?
Yeah, I definitely think so, because, like, for instance, my sister, she's had, like, because she has like 4C hair, which is like her hair is very kinky, and she's also tender-headed, so her natural hair experience is way different from mine. But I know even from like when she was little, like my cousins like was like, her hair is always nappy and it's hard to comb. So my cousin convinced her mom to get her a perm, and so she got a perm once, and then, you know, she her hair did bad with the perm. Her hair broke off. And, you know, she had to cut it once, and then it grew out, and then, you know, people started saying the same thing. So she's been through that cycle to where people are just saying stuff, and they're putting her down. And I feel like, you know, like she said, it comes from, you know, being told that at a very young age. Because, you know, obviously my sister, she's learned to love her hair no matter what. But everybody isn't taught that. And everybody, you know, of course I know, you know, that I come from kings and queens, but everybody doesn't know that. And everybody doesn't realize that. So they don't realize that, you know, they're beautiful how they are. And so, you know, like I said, when they have that internalized hate, they tend to put it out on other people. And, you know, it just continues that vicious cycle. And then, like, you know, the reason why we're talking about hair is because my hair, at least me now, I know my hair is a very part of who I am, period, and who I am as a young woman. And I feel like my hair kind of dictates, like, how I feel. Like, if I feel like my hair doesn't look good, I don't feel good. So
I wanted to add on to what Ray was saying, because people pick and choose what hair type is pretty or professional. Like, everybody thinks hair types such as, I don't know really the hair types, but people really just label 4C hair as nasty when 4C hair is pretty, and you can define your curls and make it look cute, because people only like mixed people curls or like really loose curls instead of like kinky tight curls.
Yeah, and I remember
I wanted to add on it.
Go ahead, Layla.
I just wanted to say that everybody had this mindset. Everybody had this different mindset of what a black little girl should look like, or a black woman should be, or how they should look, how they should dress, how they should wear their hair. If a black woman wear her natural 4C hair, she gets told it's ghetto, it's unprofessional. If a black woman straightens her hair, you want to be white. You want to be white. You want to have white people hair. We can never win. If we get weaves that's wavy or straight or something like that, you got that because you don't like your hair. You got that because you want to be white. We can never win. It doesn't matter what we do. We can never win, because people just had this mindset of what they think
black women should look like or how they should be. And because like a lot of white people, because like black women, we don't like, most of us don't like when white women go get like box braids and stuff like that. So then they try to rebuttal and say, oh, but you get sew-ins and you get weaves to have white people hair, but some black people have naturally straight hair. Not all black people have 4C hair, and that's okay. Because black people come in all different shapes, sizes. We all look different. We all have different hair types. But no matter what we do, we get told something. And it's not okay. It's normalized, and it shouldn't be, because white women don't get treated the same way. They can do whatever they want with their hair, and nobody has a problem with it. Or other people, if they get box braids or something, people will be like, well, that's not a part of y'all culture, or they'll say stuff like that. But if we get a sew-in or we straighten our hair, we're trying to be white people. If I dye my hair blonde, I'm trying to be white. I'm trying to be a white person. I don't want to be black. I'm whitewashed and all that different types of stuff. But that's not the case. But it's different for white women. Like, they just have this mindset of what we should and shouldn't be, and that is just really sad.
I want to agree with Layla when she was saying it's not a problem until a black woman do it, because it really don't be a problem until a black woman do it. So I just want to take it.
You know, it's something with y'all saying that. I want to throw this in there, because I feel that if our people were really taught their history or took time to learn their history, they'll come to find out the things that people try to make you feel bad about, or things that you originally created or invented. Because when you even talk about the hair, you got to go to and think about and read about Madam C.J. Walker. You know what I'm saying? We had her on Black History a couple of weeks ago, I think, and I mentioned to you about who she was, about how she invented and developed a line of hair care products for African-American women that, you know what I'm saying, that helped them out to get their hair to grow, the perming iron, the straightening comb. These were different things that were invented to help get the knots and the kinks out of black women's hair, because they didn't have these products, because they were brought into slavery, and they were whipped and murdered and killed, and they were kept away from taking care of themselves and their bodily hygiene and doing something with their hair. So you have no reason to be ashamed of your hair, of who you are. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what I'm saying. You beautifully and wonderfully made. You know what I'm saying? So just believe that, and that's something that needs to be understood. I think that once you learn your history and get the truth about your history, you'll start feeling much better about who you are and whose you are and where you come from. Because you have nothing to be ashamed about, ladies, nothing at all. And even the young ladies and young men that are out there listening to the show, you know, just all we have to do is just, you know, I got to say this, is that we got to continue to strive to just put God first, and God will show us the way out. And then, you know what I'm saying, just using our common sense and knowing the things that we have to do to take better care of ourselves. So let me go on, because I want to get ready to open up the lines. So our adults can talk to you as well. I want to ask you this. We talked about it briefly, and we talked about the way that you dress and your clothing and everything. And then I read the scripture to you. So do you feel that a lot of disrespect comes your way because of things that are being put in front of the media, the way the media is portraying our black women? The videos, the music, the reality television, has the media put a stigma on how you are treated and how you're respected out here today?
I definitely think so, because, you know, a lot, and I've seen it, like, even with people my age, like, people will say they don't want to be, like, it's nothing wrong with not wanting to be married, but they say they don't want to be like a wife, like they just want to be a baby mama, which is so crazy to me. Like, I don't see why that's something that you would want. And, like, I feel like people want that because social media. And, I mean, and there's nothing wrong with, you know, being a single mother, but I've seen how hard some single mothers work and how hard being a single mother is on them. So I just don't understand why that's something that people just want and strive for, in my opinion. And, like, and then also, you know, with social media, like you said, it puts the wrong image, like, in young girls' heads. Like, for example, like when we say, you know, wear your hair this way, wear your hair that way, it makes you think you have to be like these, you know, these celebrities. And you and people don't realize that you don't. And even I will admit that I, at one point, like, I wanted to be, like, a celebrity. Like, I wanted to live a celebrity life. And people don't realize that, you know, first of all, half of that is fake. And second of all, like, that's not a life you should be striving to live, because you don't know how people's lives are behind the phone and behind the computer.
Okay. All right. How about you, Shakira?
I don't really have nothing to say about that. I don't know.
Okay, okay. Layla, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think the media always has to do, like, have anybody sees themselves or how we're being portrayed. Because, like, a lot of the time, black people are portrayed as, like, this just, like, one type of, like, family or, like, people on, like, movies and television, we're always like loud or being funny and stuff. But, like, I don't know if I said it on here before, but, like, if you ever notice, like romance movies, I'm gonna use it as an example. Like, you have these romance movies, and most of them are always between, like, white people. Like, these teenage romance movies, they're always, like, sweet and stuff like that. But then when you get, like, black people, like, romance movies, there's always, like, drama or, like, baby mama stuff like that. We don't ever have, like, the sweet, simple, you know, like, romance portrayed on, like, TV and movies. And, like, when we do, it's always a black girl and a white boy, or a mixed girl and a white boy. It's never between two black people. They don't seem to think that two black people can have, like, a loving romance like that without drama and baby mama and all that type of stuff. And I feel like that do have to do with, like, how people see us and how we see ourselves and how we
want to
be and stuff.
Yeah, and then adding on to that, and then, like I said, like, for example, in Tyler, like Layla said, for example, like in Tyler Perry movies, there's always, like, baby mama drama and stuff. And when that's all somebody's seeing, they're like, ooh, that sounds interesting. Like we were saying, I think we were talking about, I'm pretty sure it's when we were talking about the media, how people just love drama and eat it up. Well, when you, you know, see that drama, you're like, I want to have drama. I want to be in that drama. It seems fun and interesting. So when that's all, you know, young girls, especially young black girls, are seeing, that's what they want. So, like, I definitely think, you know, not only social media, but the media and what we see on TV does have an effect on how people see us and how we see ourselves. And then also, like, you know, seeing, you know, models certain ways and stuff like that, you know, it affects how we see ourselves, because we'll put ourselves down and be like, why don't I look like that? And, yeah.
Yeah, I want to add on to that. Oh, because like Ray said, whenever it is two black couples, it is always a toxic relationship, or it's never a good, healthy relationship. And also another thing I wanted to say is whenever a black person is together or is on a white person's show, they always look like the white person. Like, they never had a natural hair, or their hair is always flat ironed, because I really don't feel like they have black hairstylists, so they let white hairstylists do their hair. So it really don't be looking professional or, like, really amusing.
Okay. All right. this has been very interesting, and I want y'all to make your I want to get ready to open up the lines to the adults here. I'm going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back to them and give them a few minutes to talk to you before we get ready to get out of here. So all of my adults that's standing by, get ready to open up the lines to you in a few minutes. Don't go over 5 minutes, please. That's your maximum, and your minimum is at least two. Let's respect these young ladies. This is their show, so we're going to come to you in just a few minutes. We're talking to our young ladies today and our young men that are out there listening. Listen, let's get ready to pay attention to what our young people are dealing with and how they want to be able to deal with things. And we need to help to guide them so they know how to get through things. They need our assistance, and we need them. So let's act like it, all right? You listen to Break and Change as you talk right here on YAT Radio. We'll be right back. This is Angel Millette, y'all. Check her out. She got a nice song. Here we go. Break.
Night. Listen to our young people break change
with Young Adults Talk right here on YAT Radio.
All right. Welcome back to the show being brought to you by Rotten Apple Productions and Stating What Matters Enterprises. We're going on with Pastor Rod, co-host, hanging out with our young ladies this afternoon, Layla, Shakira, and Ray. I tell you what, we're ready to open up the line to our young, to our adults so we can talk to our young ladies before we get out of here and then get our final comments from young ladies. Listen, let me put my comment out there really quick. as a father to a daughter, and as a male to a lot of young ladies that care about me and I care about them. You know, some men are going to be very overly protective of you, the young ladies. Okay, going to be there to protect you and to try to show you what a dog eat dog world is with these men out here. Not all men are dogs. You know what I'm saying? The whole world is not full of just bad men that disrespect women, but they are out there. So you do have a men that's going to be overly protective of you all. Like, you know, y'all are like part of me now because you're doing this podcast. So, hey, you know what I'm saying? Of course, I'm throwing my wings of protection over you under God. God got you, but you know what I'm saying? We got you too, the men of Breaking Chains. So, you know what I'm saying? Just let be mindful of who you let entertain you. Be mindful who you let in your presence and in your company. And then if you don't mind, if you can write down Galatians 5, chapter 5, and read that chapter. And then when you get down deep into that, you'll start seeing where God breaks down the different type of people. But then when you get down to down there in verse 19, 20, down there all the way to 23, you'll get to see God talk about the fruit of the Spirit. So if these people are not displaying what God expects of them to display to show that they have the fruit of the Spirit in them, those are the people you don't want in your presence, okay? So just be mindful of those things, and let's be obedient to God's word first and foremost. So let me open up my lines. I see Pastor Joseph is hanging on, Pastor Zena's hanging on, and our overseer, Pastor Kim, definitely going to go to him last. So everybody remember what I said. Between 2 and 5 minutes, because it's 6:30, we get out there at 7, and I want to make sure our young ladies get a final comment in. So, Pastor Zena, I want to come to you first. You're the lady, so make your final comments to your young ladies, please. Thank you.
Okay. You black young women, there's nothing more beautiful than to see a black woman with natural hair, wearing natural hair. Just look at that. There's nothing more beautiful. And so let your sister know she don't have to feel bad about what people say about her hair. She don't have to feel bad about that, because she is who God made her to be. And she's beautiful. She's wonderfully made, and God created her. And so feel good about wearing natural hair. Feel good. And so you don't have to try and beat nobody else to straighten your hair, wear wigs and waves. You don't have to be that to be beautiful. You can be beautiful just being natural. That's all I wanted to say.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Zena, very much. Thank you for giving some input to these young ladies earlier as well. God bless you. All right, Pastor Joseph, God bless you, sir. Good evening. Thank you for hanging out with us and listening to our young people. Have a comment for these young ladies and what they're dealing with in feminism and being young black women. Go ahead, sir. Line is open.
Amen. God bless everybody. I thank God for everyone. I just want to encourage the young ladies, what you do on a daily basis is going to be very important. The Bible says that the woman was the weaker vessel for a reason, not just because she was physically weaker, but because she supposed to have been treated with care. She supposed to have been treated with compassion. She supposed to have been treated. She was fragile. You know how you see some fragile have on him to fragile. And so a lot of people don't read the word of God, so they mishandle that treasure that God, because woman was the doorway that the Savior came to this earth. So the devil hate women, and he do everything he can to abuse women, to tear women down, make them feel insecure in so many ways. So people that don't really understand the word of God, they mistreat the women, they mistreat the young people. And so that's why it's so good to stay in your word on a daily basis. Adam and Eve, Adam, he was to stay in Eve's ear and keep telling her about the word of God. But when man get out of woman's ear, that's when the snake come in. That's when the devil start talking, you know, through video songs and all this stuff and getting in that girl ear. So as men, it's our job to encourage our woman to motivate, because we are one. And so I just want to encourage you on a daily basis, because this thing is going on worldwide. feminism is going on worldwide, and you deal with it on a daily basis. So take your daily bread everywhere you go. You know, get daily affirmations. You know, fight back. Get bullets. Get scriptures. And on a daily basis, I want to encourage you to say who you are in Christ Jesus, because the world is going to say the totally opposite. They're going to flip it and make you feel bad. A strong woman is not a woman just walk around with a bad attitude like she's macho and this and that, but a strong woman is someone that has high standards and firm boundaries. So keep your boundaries firm in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you very much for that, Pastor Joseph, for speaking to our young ladies and encouraging them. Thank you very much. All right. I want to go to our overseer, Pastor Kim. God bless you, sir. Welcome to the show. We are constantly still praying for your brother, Samuel Kemp. We want everybody to keep him in your prayers. God bless you, Pastor. Good evening to you, sir.
Good evening, each and everyone, and good evening to all those beautiful young ladies who are on this panel and that was able to listen to. I want to say, before I say that, I want to let you know, Reverend William, my brother have improved some, but they say he's not out of the woods. He told us this morning that he had made some improvements, so the prayers are being heard. Amen.
Amen.
And to these wonderful young ladies, and I love the conversation that they're having. But the conversation we're having is the brainwashing that came upon us came from being in America, whitewash. Okay. White, see the white, the Europeans have defined beauty as blonde hair, blue eyes, dark, horse-like hair. And so that's what they define as beauty. So you won't make that expectation, but you don't allow them to do, to be able to tell you that. And to show you that you've been brainwashed, the white folk on the plantation, specifically white females on the plantation, they made the black lady cover their hair. That's why you see them with bandanas and wraps on their head in slavery time. Because once they would let their hair down and do different things and braid and pretty their hair up, those white men were falling for them, okay? But see, history, when you're with the way history is written, and you have to understand this, young lady, history is written by Caucasians. And they make things be the way they want them to be. So they make themselves as being beautiful. And the whole thing is to make you feel different. Your hair is the original hair of human. I listened at Reverend William when he told you it's because we don't know our history. And you don't understand that they came from you. They're no more than a mutation. A mutation, you look at what they say, out of Africa, you Google that, and they're going to tell you that everyone came from Africa. Everyone came from a beautiful black lady like you. Her name is Mitochondria Eve. And then you can look that up. That you know, you can look under Zanthropy or Australopithecus, and you can find these things. But we need to research it and find out. He who write the narrative or the books or the story, those who have the media, you see white women, because their hair is straight. They cannot wear different hairstyles as black ladies, so they made that beautiful, and they call your hair bad. It's a shame that they would tell a black lady she don't look professional because she don't have horse-like hair. That's not it. And matter of fact, it stinks when you wet it. I'm just being honest now. I don't have anything against anyone. I've been pastoring for 27 years, but to thy own self be true. I have to tell the truth. And I want you to understand, and you beautiful black queen, look, always look and think highly of yourself. You've been taught in school. You've been taught through the media that you are ugly. You've been taught that by the media, that if you don't look white, if your hair's not straight, if this not that way, if you're dark skin, that means you have melanin. Those who who are Caucasian don't have melanin. That means they lost melanin when they came out of Africa. They are a mutation. That's absent of melanin. We call a black person with an absent of melanin, we call them an albino. That's all they are. We have blacks in Africa with straight hair, never been interbred with anything. All blacks don't have wide noses, but the thing about it, you are beautiful, I really want you to really put this in your mind. You can't worry about what other people say or do. You cannot control that. Who you are is not predicated upon what others say or do. It's predicated upon you living a righteous and good life before the Lord and giving your best, because your best will never be enough long as white people rule. You were trained from elementary to kindergarten by the books that are written by white folk. Everything is white. You read your Bible and they show you a picture of a person, your prophets, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses. Everybody is white. That's not true. They didn't have white people in that part of the country during that time. If you ever have an opportunity, I come on and my show is on Tuesday nights called History Talk with Dr. LaVert Kemp. I will give you the information and you could Google it and look it up and find out who you are and that you are beautiful. You are the original people. And until we start thinking more highly of ourselves and not trying to be like why would you want to be like a person who enslaved you? Why would you want to be like a person who raped your ancestors, lynched them, and hung them? And then they could have mohawk haircuts and all kind of weird looking things. It's okay. But when a black person do things, you either ghetto or it's something else they want to use. But you don't let that bother you. Again, who you are is not predicated upon what other people think or say. You know who you are from the inside. See, God don't judge a person by the outside. He judge a person's heart. He looked like when they went to anoint a king and God sent Samuel down to anoint King David. David was in the field. His brothers was there in the house. Now, David was black. When they went to anoint him, and I could prove it to you on a later date, but they went to anoint him. They brought all his night-looking brothers before them, and God told Samuel, he got ready to put all on this tall, good-looking. He said, no, don't put all on him. Ask him. So seven had came before, and he told him none of the seven was the one. Say, ask him, do he have another son? He said, yeah, there's not much to him. He out watching the sheep. They called David. And he pulled the oil on David. And this is God's word say, man look at the outside, but I'm God. I look at the soul, the inside of man. Don't worry about what white people say. They're going to try to make you look little. Their whole objective is to make you feel inferior. That's the definition of racist when you think that you are superior to another race or another group of people. That's why it's hard for blacks to be racist, because we only wanted to be treated equal. And white folk think that they're more and they are privileged. Yes, they have privilege over you, and they haven't changed.
Amen.
So God bless you. I mean, you guys have been having a wonderful conversation, and I think so. I'm just so happy to hear you guys really talk. But it's time that you learn of yourself and the beauty that you have within the culture, that Afro culture, Afrocentric culture that you have, the queens, the pride that can come from being that, and that beautiful natural hair that you have. That they talk about locks in the Bible. You the one with the locks. They have like animal hair, like a hair. God bless you. Them eyes talking. God bless you, you beautiful queen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Pastor Kim. Thank you for that encouraging words to our young ladies. Our young ladies, just remember what God says to you. He tells you in 1 Peter, and he tells you in chapter 2, down there in verse 9, he said, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, to proclaim the virtues of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So just walk in that, all right? All right, young ladies, had a powerful show. Want to come to you now for your final comments. Want to start with you, Ray Bell. Your final comments, ma'am.
I just wanted to say to any, you know, young black girls who may or may not be listening, that you're beautiful the way you are. Your hair is beautiful, and, you know, you're beautiful. And also, to anyone who is not a young black girl or, you know, anything like that, watch what you say to young black girls, because what you say to them can have an impact on them that can last a time. And not only to young black girls, to young girls in general. Those are my final remarks.
Thank you very much for that. Shakira, your final comments, ma'am.
And I just want to say, don't let nobody judge you just because what you do is different. Just have your own style and be yourself and be confident. And also, like Ray said, watch what you say and don't judge anybody just because they're different from you.
That's good. That's good. Thank you very much. Ms. Layla, your final comments, ma'am.
My final comment is just be yourself and don't worry about what everybody else wants you to be or how they expect you to be. Just do what you want and act how you want to be. And if somebody got a problem with that, then they just going to have to deal with that.
All right. All right. I want to thank you, young ladies, for such a powerful show coming on and opening up and talk about things that that you discuss and things that concern you. Do any of you young ladies have any announcements, anything you need the world to know about, anything coming up, any of that? Let's ask that question before we get out of here. Any of y'all have any announcements you want to make to the world?
I don't think I have anything that I can think of.
Just wanted to open that door and let's make sure. I didn't know if y'all started y'all business already and wanted to promote your business. You know, I know y'all entrepreneurs. So, you know, I just wanted to make sure. All right. Which one of you young ladies is praying us out tonight? Well, you know what? I got it. Pastor Zena is on here. She can pray us out. Let that female voice ride over us. Listen, before we get out of here, let me give my Black History tip. And I guess it wasn't meant to get that prayer. So let me do that. Our Black History honoree tonight is Miss Wilma Rudolph. Miss Wilma Rudolph contracted infantile paralysis as a child, which left her with a twisted left foot and leg. By the age of 12, she had triumphed over her condition with the help of numerous medical treatments. During the 1960 Summer Olympics in Rome, Miss Rudolph became the first African-American woman, first American woman, period, to win 3 gold medals in track and field in a single game. She was the fastest woman in the world in the 1960s and increased visibility for women's track and field in the United States. Our Black History honoree is Miss Wilma Rudolph. All right, your health tip, everybody. Let's start exercising and working out and stretching. Young ladies, please encourage your friends to get into taking better care of yourselves. Eating properly, eating fruits and vegetables, drinking plenty of water on a daily basis. Stop eating all the junk food. Let's cut back on things that is giving our people high blood pressure, high cholesterol, heart disease, and sugar, and all of these things. Let's get our health in order mentally, physically, and most importantly, spiritually. Start studying the Word of God so that you can show yourself approved before God himself. A workman under shame. Rightly dividing the word of truth. All right, that's going to do it for us. We'll be back here, say Sunday, 5 o'clock, with Raising the Sound. Don't forget, wherever you are tomorrow morning at 10:15, take a pause and say a prayer. Say a quiet prayer for families that are suffering. You know, families that are dealing with tornadoes, damage and loss of life, and also families that have lost loved ones in mass murder over the past couple of weeks. And let's pray for a dying world, y'all. Let's pray for our people. At 10:15 in the morning, all right? Pastor Zena, if you don't mind, ma'am, we're going to open up your line. And if you don't mind, can you pray us out this evening and also say a prayer for Samuel Kemp, Pastor Kemp's brother, and pray us out? Thank you very much.
Father God, we thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for bringing us together tonight, Lord. We thank you for these young ladies, Lord, and we pray that you would keep your hand upon them, keep molding them and fashioning them, Lord God. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you would keep them in all their ways, Lord God, direct and guide and lead them each day. Father God, we pray and ask, Heavenly Father, that you will bless Reverend Kemp, brother, Lord God, and that you will bless him to be healed, Father. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you will bless the entire family, Lord God. Bless each and every person on this call tonight, those who are listening in. Father God, we pray and ask, Lord God, that you will keep us, Lord God, in safety. Keep us and protect us, Lord God. Provide all that we need, Lord God. Help us to continue to look unto the hills in which comes our help. For all of our help comes from you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Zena. God bless you. All right, Layla, Jakira, and Ray Bell, thank you very much, ladies, for a powerful show. We'll see you back here next Friday with Youth Talk. Have yourself a wonderful, powerful week. And don't forget, if you're interested, turn on with Dr. Kemp on Tuesday and learn about your history. Everybody, we enjoyed breaking chains with you tonight. Youth Talk, we'll see you back here next Friday. Have yourself a wonderful, powerful, blessed evening. We love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Be blessed, everybody. Good night. Devil, let us lose.
Oh. Let me lose. Woo. Oh.
He got me on that fly tip, but I ain't worthy. Walk a mile in these J's, but is it worth it? Watch the crowd catch the wave while I'm surfing. Feeling down in the wave, but I ain't worried. Bring me out the slums, I'm talking clay, call it Murray. But I went back into the clay, splashing with curry. None holy conversation with the serpent. What else do you want me to say? I need detergent. See, I can't even sell my soul. Cause I'm purchased. I made a vow with the Lord that I'ma worship. I'd rather be a goalkeeper than your servant. Cause when it comes to you demons, it ain't no mercy.
Devil, let me loose.
Let me loose.
Yeah.
Ooh,
get up off me.
Ooh,
get up off
double,
me.
Let me loose.
Let me loose. Get up off
yeah.
Me.
Ooh.
Dinner, breakfast, lunch, we gon' eat the same supper. See, I can't make this up, I'm really coming from nothing. My city looking like the 80s Compton, I promise. We all need Jesus, but they tell me change the subject. We all wanna ball, but we all ain't a jump man. We all wanna be shooters, but we all ain't a gunman. Just a youngin', living life out the dungeon. Woo! Feel like you won't repeat, same thing, just a different day. Promise my mama, I'ma buy her a bigger place. Sooner or later, I'ma pull up in a race. Yeah, I do secure the bag, but only God's way indeed. I am the missing piece. See, he gave me the keys to unlock the code to the street. Demons all in your body, I see it, you so fatigued. If only you just believe he was risen, now you can see who the king. Hey. We needed a hug, ain't no way. I shed some tears, it broke my heart. I had no strength, that made my heart. Made it through the struggle, it kept me humble. Woo. Lucifer want me dead, but I swear it won't stop it. Hey. Music for any demons, I swear
devil,
I won't
let
stop
me
it.
Loose. Let me loose, get up off me.
Yeah.
Get up off me.
Devil,
let me loose.
Let me loose.
Get up off me.
Yeah.
Get up off me.
Ooh.
Get up.
Devil, let me loose.
Thank you for logging on. You've been listening to Breaking Chains and Youth Talk, heard every Friday, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on YAT Radio. Sit back and listen to our youth express how they feel about things going on in their lives and the society that they live in. It's Breaking Chains in Youth Talk every Friday, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on YAT Radio. Log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. Shoot us an email at webreakingchains@gmail.com or call in and get involved in the conversation, 858-357-9137. It's Breaking Chains and Youth Talk on YAT Radio, leaving a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence. Being sponsored by Rotten Apple Productions.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.